This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey spinners, HBO's Game of Thrones was the most pirated TV series in 2015, according to copyright and privacy news site Torrent Freak. This is the fourth year the Emmy-winning drama has retained this dubious crown, with an estimated 14,400,000 illegal downloads. That's nearly double the number of last year. The second and third most pirated TV series were The Walking Dead and The Big Bang Theory. All three shows draw huge ratings numbers for their respective channels, but it's disconcerting to all here in Hollywood how much piracy continues to be a major problem, draining away revenues from the entertainment industry. Amazon has released a list of its best-selling products over the holiday season. In the Amazon video category, Inside Out, Trainwreck, and Jurassic World were the most popular. Among the physical movies, bestsellers were Minions, Star Wars Trilogy Episodes 4-6, and Inside Out. In the video game world, Call of Duty Black Ops 3, Fallout 4, and Star Wars Battlefront were the frontrunners. It was a very good Christmas for Amazon. Lemmy of Motorhead's death came as a shock to the world, as he was such an exuberant cheerleader for all things Motorhead and of rock and roll music in general. It has been learned now that Lemmy was suffering from diabetes and a heart arrhythmia and had been recently diagnosed with terminal neck and brain cancer. Band manager Todd Singerman has said that the rock icon was in such physical discomfort that he no longer did sound checks or interviews. Singerman said, quote, "To really think of what energy and the balls that took to play shows for the fans, to do the last show 2 weeks ago and then drop, that's like a Rocky story to me. This is courage at its best. He was dying. He didn't know it, but his body must have felt it. He had nothing left. R.I.P. Lemmy." Actor-comedian Bill Cosby was charged with aggravated indecent assault more than a decade after a Temple University employee in Pennsylvania told police that Cosby had drugged her and had sexual relations with her while she was unconscious. This is the first time Cosby has been charged with a crime, even though many women have come forward with similar allegations. We'll keep you posted. Sharon Stone has joined the cast of the Disaster Artist, New Line's making-of movie about one of the worst films of all time, the 2003 drama The Room. James Franco is directing the pick, as well as starring in it with brother Dave Franco and Seth Rogen. James Franco is portraying the eccentric Tommy Wiseau, star of The Room, which developed a strong cult following, including many celebrities. Wiseau had no filmmaking experience when he set out to write, direct, and produce the pick, which centers on a man named Johnny, whose fiancée Lisa cheats on him with his best friend Mark. Stone will play a Hollywood agent. Soft Kitty has been a longtime source comfort for the character of Sheldon Cooper on The Big Bang Theory, but now the song is at the center of a legal headache for Big Bang producer Warner Brothers. This week, a lawsuit was filed by the daughters of Edith Newland, a New Hampshire teacher who originally wrote a poem about a soft kitty in the 1930s. The heirs of Newland, who died in 2004, claim in the copyright infringement suit that Big Bang had used the lyrics of the song without permission. According to the complaint, the hit comedy has used Newland's lyrics, which begin "soft kitty, warm kitty" on at least 8 episodes of the series without permission. The lawsuit, seeking unspecified damages from the sitcom's producers and distributors, also says the lyrics have been used in the series' merchandising. Well, we'll let you know how this case gets settled. Rock band Guns N' Roses have put aside their differences and reunited, and will headline the Coachella Festival in Indio, California over 2 weekends in April. The band is also planning a massive stadium tour of North America. Their 1988 debut album, Appetite for Destruction, remains the biggest-selling debut album in U.S. history, selling a whopping 18 million copies. Its worldwide sales are 30 million. Will Axl show up on time for these shows, though? We will see. The AMBI Group is ready to hop in the driver's seat for a biopic about Ferruccio Lamborghini, founder of the famous car that bears his name. AMBI, an Italian production company, will finance and produce the biopic about the Italian businessman's life based on a book and input from Lamborghini's son, Tonino. The film, with the working title Lamborghini the Legend, is eyeing a summer shoot in Italy. The story will center on the entrepreneur's life and work, from manufacturing tractors to creating military vehicles during World War II, and then on to designing and building the Lamborghini cars that ultimately defined his legacy. The film will also explore his lavish lifestyle, love of cars, and love life. Dang, I wanted one of those for Christmas. Perhaps Santa misread my note. Richard Marx and Daisy Fuentes wed in a pre-Christmas ceremony in Aspen, Colorado. The 80s icon, who's responsible for timeless ballads such as Right Here Waiting and Should Have Known Better, took to Instagram to share the news along with gorgeous wedding photos of himself and his beautiful new bride. The couple, who've been together for about a year, starred together in the sexy video for the singer's 2014 single, Beautiful Goodbye. Marx split from Cynthia Rhodes, his wife of 25 years, in April of 2014. LA Spins has confirmed that troubled actor Charlie Sheen secretly sold one of his three mansions up on Mulholland Drive for $6.6 million. The former Two and a Half Men star, once one of the highest paid actors on television, recently has publicly stated that his financial situation wasn't as rosy as it once was, since he paid out around $10 million to nefarious characters who threatened to expose his positive HIV diagnosis. In the fall of 2014, it was reported that Mr. Sheen planned to sell the property to his personal dentist, but that deal went apparently south. So now, Sheen has completed the sale at last to an undisclosed buyer. Winning.
The trash bin.
Former Glee star Mark Salling has been arrested on charges of possession of child pornography. The 33-year-old actor, best known as Noah Puck Puckerman, was taken into custody after the LAPD's Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force served a warrant at his home. This isn't Salling's first run-in with law enforcement. In 2013, he was sued for sexual assault and battery by a woman who alleged that he had unprotected sex with her despite demands he wear a condom.
The news wrap-up.
Leaked documents point to Samsung getting set to release its next-generation cell phone, the Galaxy S7, in February. Apple has agreed to pay $348 million to settle an investigation into alleged tax fraud in Italy. Bollywood and U.S. media giants have joined forces to induce Indians to pay for film content. ArcaSpace has produced a fan-powered hoverboard that can lift you a foot off the ground and stay airborne for 6 minutes.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Star Wars The Force Awakens remains at the top for a third straight week and now is the number one grossing film of all time.
The number one album.
25 by Adele remains the best-selling album for the seventh straight week.
The number one app.
Heads Up kicks Minecraft Pocket Edition out of the number one spot.
The number one fiction book.
Rogue Lawyer by John Grisham holds firm at the top of the charts.
Tyrone William Griffin Jr., best known by his stage name Ty Dolla $ign, is a hip-hop and R&B artist born right here in L.A. In 2013, he signed a record deal with Wiz Khalifa's Taylor Gang Records and subsequently released the successful Beach House 2 mixtape. Since then, he's had several hits, including Blase and When I See Ya, featuring one of 2015's biggest success stories, Fetty Wap. Just don't call him a rapper, though. He feels he's a much better singer than a rapper, and many rappers could wrap circles around him. Here's Ty Dolla $ign featuring rapper E-40 with the song of the week, Saved.
She been looking for a baller. Somebody that'll keep her in designer. She ain't thinking about love. Oh, she got a mind on my money. Can't get a damn thing. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Tryna get saved. She wanna.
That was Ty Dolla $ign featuring E40 with the song of the week, Saved. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.